Hi, everyone. My name is Omer Bekli Asahan. I am a dancer and a choreographer based in Sydney. I've been living in Sydney since 2014. And back in Israel, I've been dancing in different dance companies over there. And here I'm focused on making my own dance works.
Can you tell us about yourself? Where were you born? Where did you learn to dance?
I was actually born in Be'er Sheva. But at a very young age, my parents moved up the north of Israel, and I grew up in a regional council called Misgav, which is near, often people ask me, where is that? It's like 20 minutes away from Haifa.
All right.
Yeah. And I started dancing at a very young age in a folklore dance company, only at a much older age. So when I was 19, I discovered that I really want to become a professional dancer. I started pursuing ballet and contemporary dance and all these styles that I think are essential for my career. Yeah.
So what you started really taking dancing seriously at the age of 19, was that you were in the army at that time, were you?
That's right. Yeah, of course. Yeah, I served in the Air Force. I was in Hatzarim base. And I worked with helicopters. I was a helicopter technician for 3 years. I just had a really nice commander in that squadron, in the helicopter squadron, who let me go and take classes in the nearest kibbutz, in kibbutz Chatzarim at the time. And he let me kind of pursue it, which was really nice. Yeah, so I took ballet classes with little girls in the kibbutz of Chatzarim, starting to study ballet from scratch. And the teachers that I had there, I guess they saw that I had a lot of motivation and I really wanted to pursue it. And they took me with them to where they were working as dancers, which is Khmer Dance Company. And Khmer Dance Company in the same building had also a school called Bat Dor Dance School, which was kind of like a branch of Bat Dor Dance Company, which was based in Tel Aviv. And this Bat Dor Be'er Sheva was run by a woman called Daniela Shapira. And they trained me there. I danced full-time for about 2 years just as a student, where I got to explore all different kinds of dance styles. And then I got into the company, which is called Khmer Dance Company. And the rest is history, as they say.
I wanted to ask you, I mean, at the age of 19, you take ballet lessons with the young girls. What did they think about you?
I think it was like a funny thing for them. I don't think they mind. They minded. I think it was kind of cool for them to have an older boy coming in. Maybe it made them work even harder because maybe they wanted to impress me sometimes. It was like funny. And I think... it's not like we became friends, but it was kind of like a happy atmosphere. And the teacher was really keen to help me out. And they knew that, because sometimes when you teach dance to children, you know, you use all these different kinds of analogies, like think that you're a butterfly and think that you're a kangaroo in order to learn how to jump and stuff like mm-hmm. that. So, of course, the teacher knew that I don't need these things. But at the same time, you know, it allowed me to just kind of learn these things through laughter. And then, of course, because I was older and also I had a bit of a background in dance before, because I was in the folklore dance company, it kind of happened really, really quickly. So I was able to learn and progress quite easily.
We're talking to Omer Bekli Astrachan, and you're listening to SBS Radio, broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. And what brings you to Australia?
Love, my wife. So my wife, Sharon, is a dancer as well. She's actually now in the midst of her veterinary medicine degree, but she was dancing in Israel for about 6 years.
Right.
And in 2014, we just kind of made up our minds to move to Australia. We've been playing around with this idea for quite a while before, but in 2014, we really put our foot down and just decided to stop working and really... do that move. Yeah.
And how did the move impact your career as a dancer?
That's an interesting question. Actually, when I got here, it was really difficult because I danced full time in Israel. In Israel, I was complaining that I don't have enough time for myself. I was just dedicating every minute that I have for dancing and performing. And then I came to Australia and I had nothing. And that void was quite difficult at first. It took me a long time to kind of surround myself by people and friends that I know so that I can start building up, you know, my reputation here and my work relations, you know, from scratch. So that was difficult. But I think as soon as I started working, so I started working here as a dance teacher, and then everything was just a really quick climbing up. So I met a lot of people and everyone were so helpful. Yeah. So.
And you've got your own project now. Tell us about it at in Parramatta at the Riverside Theatres.
Yeah. So in Parramatta, we are presenting two works that I choreographed. The first work is called Valley, which we premiered in Summer Dance Festival in Tel Aviv last year in the Suzanne Dalal Center. Valley has four dancers in it, including myself and my wife and two other dancers. And another work called Wildebeest, which may be translated to, Wildebeest is in Afrikaans, but I believe in Yiddish you say Wilde Chaye.
Our listeners will understand what Wilde Chaye is.
Yeah. And that work consists of five dancers, not including myself, and there are four female dancers and one male dancer. And
That sounds fantastic. Well, it's wonderful talking to you, and we're talking to Omer Beckley Astrachan, and you're listening to SBS Radio, broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Omer Beckley Astrachan, thank you so much, and good luck.